podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Thanks for choosing this free Anfield Index podcast. If you'd prefer to listen to this or any of our other shows without adverts, then now's the time to check out Anfield Index Pro. With AI Pro, you can supercharge your entire listening experience. You'll not only get all of our podcasts without the ads, but you'll have them far faster with our quick publish feature available exclusively for subscribers. AI Pro also puts you in the heart of our sound studio, with an option to listen to many of our shows live and interact with the podcasters in real time as the shows are recording. Upgrading couldn't be easier. AI Pro is available on all popular podcast platforms, and we have our own apps for Apple and Android. Just head on over to AnfieldIndexPro.com and get started today.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Red, your lunchtime catch-up on all things Liverpool FC on a Thursday before what will be an emotional game at Anfield on Saturday, Liverpool taking on Aston Villa, but the last home appearance for Roberto Firmino, one of the truly great players of the Jurgen Klopp era. And, I mean, we've all talked about him at length, but incredible. What he's done has been absolutely incredible. So Bobby is going. It's his last game. Milner is also leaving. Naby Keita also leaving, and Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain all leaving. They have been confirmed by the club as leaving, and I think it's for the best that all four of them are going. We've actually held on to three of them for far too long. With Bobby, I was happy for us to keep him until his contract ran out, but the other three should have been moved on a couple of years ago. I've seen people give them ratings for their Liverpool career, and some of them are just mad. I saw someone say Bobby and Milner, both 10 out of 10. Just baffling. How you could look at the two of them and their impact and say they've been the same, I have no idea. Milner certainly played a role, but a squad role. Bobby, what he's done has been irreplaceable, really. And look, Naby and Ox also played their roles. Naby played a big role last year, and we almost won everything. The season that Naby stayed fit, we almost won everything. And he was a big part of that, and he was brilliant in both cup finals. So this idea that he contributed nothing across his time at the club is utterly ridiculous. Ox played a role in the title-winning team, played a role in getting us to that first Champions League final because he was so good in that run in Europe until his knee exploded. Obviously, Bobby was vital to all the success in the early years, the first Champions League final, the Champions League win, and the league title. Last year, obviously, his impact had dipped and dwaned because he was picking up more injuries. He had clearly declined. And that was the situation with Bobby. Like, he just declined, and injuries start to become more and more of a factor. One player who is not confirmed to be leaving is Adrian. While Liverpool have not confirmed that Adrian will be leaving this summer, written by Jack Lusby. Apparently, there are discussions ongoing over a possible extension for him. I understand that he's a popular member of the squad. I do get that. But the fact is, he takes up an important non-homegrown role. So if he does stay, he should not be registered, because you're wasting a squad spot, a vital squad spot, on someone that clearly isn't good enough to play. This is Anfield have a lead piece, which is 50 of the best Bobby Firmino photos. There's also a really good piece here about Ox, written by Jack, and how his legacy should be about more than just injuries. Jurgen Klopp offered James Milner a coaching role before Liverpool exit. Liverpool contract talks expected for Trent Alexander-Arnold and five others. With the season drawing to a close, Liverpool are expected to begin contract talks with a number of players, including Trent. This summer is set to bring a revamp of Jurgen Klopp's squad, with four senior players set to leave. Others, including Kevin Kelleher and potentially Fabio Carvalho, could also go. And there's a report, now it is from Football Transfers, which, you know, you might as well go outside and ask the birds what's going on. But there is a report that we will begin contract talks with certain players. Contract talks should take place during the season. Others mentioned here, Mo, Virgil, they should both be extended, clearly. Thiago and Matip. Thiago I would extend, Matip I wouldn't. Ibu, potentially one to get in and get an early extension done for. Henderson has 2 years left. There's absolutely no reason to extend that. Costas has 2 years left. He should be sold. And Nat Phillips has 2 years left, and he should be one of the first ones out the door this summer. Jordan Henderson, ready for the challenge as Liverpool eye new midfielders. Yeah, okay. Midfield trio to leave. Klopp loves Lavia. And Firmino trains ahead of Villa. So we know who the midfield trio leaving are. Belgian reporter Sasha Tavolieri has told the Red Men TV that Liverpool could move for Romeo Lavia this summer. Well, hopefully that is true, because he is very, very good. Roberto De Zerbi has admitted there is a possibility key players will be sold this summer amid rumours linking Alexis McAllister would have moved to Liverpool. Eddie Howe has insisted he doesn't feel like his side is being hunted by Liverpool. Why are your fans crying about referees then? Xabi Alonso has ruled out an imminent return to the Premier League as a manager despite interest from a number of clubs. That's a good move for him. Leicester are set to push ahead with their pre-season plans, including a friendly with Liverpool, despite the overhanging threat of relegation. Yada, yada, yada. There's a few other bits and pieces in there. Liverpool keeping close eye on Championship's young player of the season. That is Alex Scott of Bristol City. He is a very, very promising player. There's also a piece about Alexis. And that's pretty much all we have on This Is Anfield. On Liverpool.com, Liverpool set to open talks with $70 million man as Chelsea makes significant Mason Mount decision. So let's have a gander here. The player they're going to open talks with is Trent. Again, it's based on a rumour on Football Transfers. An exclusive Jack Talbot, Jesus wept. Chelsea have apparently made a decision on Mason Mount. What that decision is now is is unsure. The England midfielder has 1 year left on his deal, and given the extent of the spending after Todd Bowley took the reins, a parting the ways does not seem unthinkable. Yada yada. It now appears Mount's time at the club is coming to a close. Again, it's per Football Insiders. Or Peter O'Rourke. I mean, come on, let's be serious for a second. Steven Gerrard already picked out $35 million talent who can help Liverpool forget Jude Bellingham. That is Aaron Ramsey. No, it's not. It's Jacob Ramsey. There is zero chance Jacob Ramsey is available this summer, and certainly not for $35 million. Villa are trying to build something, so they're not going to consider such a thing. Liverpool should do luxury Jude Bellingham transfer plan right to get lethal Luis Diaz pairing. I'm not quite sure. Oh, So this isn't, well, it's not interesting because it's just an idea that someone's had. Sky Sports Florian Plettenberg has reported that Alphonso Davies could be on the move this summer, with Manchester City and Real Madrid on the hunt to get his signature. If that's true, Liverpool should get in on the act. He is an outstanding player. Now, he is really, really special. The problem is, this new shape we're moving to doesn't really need a left back and doesn't really want a left back. Andy Robertson has looked really ill-fitting in this new shape. And while Robertson has declined significantly, and it is time for him to be moved out of the first team, if we're going to replace him, it needs to be with a centre-back if we're going to stick with this shape. Now, given the chance, I'd much rather stick with a traditional back four, even if you want to move Trent into midfield full-time, play Jurrien Timber, get Jurrien Timber in at right-back, and get Alphonso Davies in as a left back. That would be very, very interesting. It bothers me to this day that we had the inside track on him when he was at Vancouver Whitecaps, and we just passed on him. We just passed on him and just let him go to Bayern. Andy O'Brien was working for us as a Canadian scout. Andy O'Brien is a Vancouver Whitecaps legend and told us all about this kid. We were so strongly linked. We had the inside track. This was an easy deal to do. And we just didn't even bother. It has always annoyed me. He is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. He's 22. He'll turn 23 in November. You'd have him for years. He'd cost a fortune, but look, if we're playing fantasy football, we might as well go all in on it. What else do we have here? Famous time Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp and George Schmatke shared a dressing room. This is tagged as an exclusive. Raphael Honigstein is telling a tale that is already known. There's no exclusive there. And certainly not an exclusive for Liverpool.com. It was an exclusive in The Athletic. Jurgen Klopp could have new Darwin Nunes hurdle as insane change complicates dilemma. I assume this is to do with Bielsa. Liverpool should replace Joel Matip with transfer for Wunderkid, who passed Kylian Mbappe test. Lenny Yoro. Yeah, he's really, really promising. Really, really promising. Young centre back at Lille. He's only 17. He has been excellent this season when he's gotten his chances. Certainly wouldn't be against it if we could somehow manage to get him at a decent price and even loan him out to develop him for a year or two. But yeah, he's going to be the next big one to come out of France in terms of centre-backs. Jurgen Klopp already staring at Liverpool transfer situation. That's all about Sadio. We're not going to bring back Sadio. Like, let's be really clear. We're not bringing back Sadio Mane. We shouldn't bring back Sadio Mane. On to AnfieldIndex.com. Beyond injuries, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain's Liverpool legacy. This was put together by the news team, so have a read of that. David Lynch appeared on Media Matters yesterday and talked about a couple of different things, but one of the things that was most notable was the impact on the Anfield Road build, the impact of the Anfield Road build on transfers. And this is something that's not breaking news. This is something that we've talked about a few times on this and other podcasts, where the money that the club have had to spend on the infrastructure upgrades because the owners refuse to spend their own money, even though they're the biggest beneficiaries. That has had a huge impact on our transfer dealings. Anfield could pioneer live VAR announcements. These are all put together by our news team, by the way, who are doing absolutely cracking work and don't want to be named as to who they are. So, you know, fair play. Because if it was me doing all this work, you'd be guaranteed I'd be making sure I was getting my credit. Yeah, there's a whole piece here on Bobby as well. It's really, really good. And a piece about the new kit being debuted this weekend. So I quite like the new kit. I do. I like the old school nature of it. But then I'm old and cantankerous, so, you know, there is that. New podcasts. We've got the latest Under Pressure, the Transfer Show with Trev and Dave Davis. There is a new Scouted Up about the new system where I gripe about things and Carl tries to balance things out. And then there is that Media Matters as well. So you can check all of those out at anfieldindex.com or on the app or on whatever podcast player it is that you choose to use. But do check out all the writing on Anfield Index as well, because there's some really good stuff these days. And yeah, a lot of credit has to go around. And I'm taking my share of the credit because my article on Virgil was great. And that's all there is to it. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this Anfield Index show. Please be sure to subscribe to our channel so future podcasts find their way to your device automatically. There's nothing quite like fan engagement. And we'd love to know what you think of anything discussed on this show. The best way to get in touch is over on our free Discord community, where both podcasters and listeners debate the hottest LFC topics 24/7. Sign up free now at anfieldindex.com/discord. You won't regret it. You can also follow us on Twitter at Anfield Index and find us on Facebook by searching for Anfield Index. Oh, and before you go, we'd love it if you could leave us a 5-star review on your favourite podcast app. It only takes a couple of seconds, and it means the world to the people who create these free shows.
Sports Social Podcast Network.